Thank you, Susie. Track 4. Walking the Pretty River Nar reveals some macabre history.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. No, I'm not rehearsing for a part in this year's Theatre Royal pantomime. I'm walking past a bone mill.
A what?
On the Nar Valley Way.
The where?
In what must be one of the quietest parts of Norfolk. We've seen a total of no people between leaving King's Lynn and passing the impressive gateway to medieval Pentney Abbeys several hours and many riverside miles later. The two people we see at peaceful Pentney are the last until Narborough, several more miles away along the River Nar. Instead, there is wildlife, fish hovering against the flow of the stream, clouds of darting turquoise dragonflies, startled deer, woodland vibrating with birdsong, hedges heavy with elder blossom and field edges splashed with red poppies. But where are the people? All becomes clear when we pass a water wheel and a cluster of buildings on the opposite bank. The people must be hiding from a murderous giant, or their bones have already been ground to make his bread. I had heard of Narborough Bone Mill and seen pictures of its restored water wheel and the millstones on the bank, but had wondered whether the stories of it being used to grind human bones were a little fanciful. Then we saw the remains of the bone mill across the little river and stopped to read the information board, a proper, official historical information board. And while there is no mention of a giant, there is mention of the mill grinding human bones. And the real story is at least as macabre as the very story. Narborough Bone Mill was built to grind animal bones for fertiliser, not bread, but quite possibly fertilising the fields which grew the wheat to make the bread. It ground animal bones, some really big ones. Whaling ships once moored at Blubber Creek, near where the Nar flows into the Ouse at King's Lynn, to render the whale flesh into oil and send the bones upriver. When the whaling ships stopped coming to Lynn after 1821, bones were sourced from slaughterhouses and from northern Germany, some animal and some human, exhumed from cemeteries. Suddenly the verdant, fertile fields all around look strangely sinister. Beyond Narborough, the path got a tiny bit more crowded. We passed 6, perhaps 8 more people on our way to our overnight stop at Castle Acre. We also passed another eerily deserted landscape, emerging from woodland to a swathe of waist-high bracken covering a sweeping vista between a classical-style temple over to our left and the majestic hall on the right. Far to the right would be a more accurate description, as I discovered the stately pile in the distance was once home to the founder of the National Front. I was expecting the Nar Valley Way to be a bit of a challenge, as our route involved 2 20-mile days, but I had not expected to encounter grave robbing and fascism along the way. Thankfully, our route continued back to the river and a ford where families were picnicking and paddling, and on through woodland and water meadow to Castle Acre, where the history is long enough ago for the ruins to be picturesque rather than horrifying. The Nar is one of Norfolk's lesser-known rivers, but a globally important chalk stream. There are just 200 in the world, spring-fed and unusually clear, unlike the surprisingly murky history that once flowed through this peaceful countryside.